You're listening to On the Front Lines of Psoriasis on ReachMD. And now, here's your host, Dr. Steve Jackson.
This is On the Front Lines of Psoriasis on ReachMD. I'm Dr. Steve Jackson, and today I'm joined by Dr. Margot Guinney to discuss the psychological aspects of inflammatory skin diseases. Dr. Guinney is a consultant dermatologist at Barts Health NHS Trust in London, as well as an honorary senior lecturer at Queen Mary University. Margot, welcome to the program.
Thank you very, very much for the nice introduction. It's a real pleasure to be here with you today.
Let's start with the big picture, Margot. How should we think about psoriasis beyond a skin condition, particularly in terms of its psychological and emotional burden?
That's a very good question. When people were asked about psoriasis years ago, everybody would reply that it is just a skin disease. Now, and I would say during the last decade at least, we know very well that psoriasis is a systemic condition. It's a condition that it's immune-mediated, it's chronic, and it is associated by multiple comorbidities. Some of the commonest ones that everybody underlines are psoriatic arthritis, are the cardiovascular comorbidities. But actually, the psychiatric and the psychosocial comorbidities are some of the commonest ones, and sometimes some of the more under-recognized ones. So psoriasis is more than skin deep. And conditions like depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation can be there. The impact on quality of life of our patients is massive. So we're talking about a systemic condition with a significant burden on our patients.
What kind of impact can the visibility and the chronic nature of psoriasis have on a patient's identity, their relationships, and their day-to-day quality of life?
What happens with all skin conditions, with all conditions that have cutaneous involvement, is the fact that there is a lot of stigma surrounding them. Why? Because the skin lesions are visible. Everybody can see them. Everybody can spot them. So the visibility and the chronic nature of the condition really triggers the social stigma, which can have a significant impact on patients' self-esteem. So this can cause psychological distress. It can have an impact on interpersonal relationships, on intimacy, on overall daily quality of life of patients. Many of our patients, for instance, they need to take time off work. When we're talking about adolescents, they may need to skip school. They may not do well at their exams because of their skin condition. So what happens is that psoriasis, along with other inflammatory conditions, it can have an impact on the identity of patients. There is a body image distortion. There is also the social appearance anxiety. Patients are fearful of judgment. They're fearful of people staring at them. One of the most common things that our patients mention in our clinics is the fact that I would like my skin to be clear and I just want to go out swimming or I want to go to the pool and I don't want anyone to stare at me, to look at me, to ask me if I have something contagious. So the stigma is there. And of course, this has an impact on mental health.
For those just tuning in, you're listening to On the Front Lines of Psoriasis on ReachMD. I'm Dr. Steve Jackson, and I'm speaking with Dr. Margot Guinney about the psychological impacts of inflammatory skin diseases. Let's put this in the context of the clinical practice setting. What are some of the most common mental health challenges you see in patients, and how do they typically present?
So some of the commonest psychiatric comorbidities are depression and anxiety. And I'm saying depression and anxiety because many of our colleagues believe that it is either depression or anxiety. The reality is that the majority of the patients suffer from both conditions, and actually one of them is a bit more profound. What is also interesting is that, unfortunately, some of our patients may become suicidal. So suicidal ideation is something that we should be screening our patients for. So from a practical point of view, what we should be doing as healthcare professionals and as treating physicians is to screen our patients for these psychiatric comorbidities. There are many different ways to do that. There are standardized questionnaires like PHQ-9 and GAD-7 for depression and anxiety, respectively, or the classic HAT score that we have been using a lot in clinical trials, which is again useful for screening for these two conditions. For suicidal ideation, There are questionnaires that we have been using a lot in clinical trials, but not so much in clinical practice. A very easy way to screen someone for suicidal ideation is just asking a simple, open question. Have you ever thought of harming yourself? If somebody has really thought about it, they will say yes. And actually, they will feel a relief that somebody asked them about that. Then you can delve into more about if there are protective factors, if there is direct risk for the patient of committing suicide, and more. And in terms of quality of life, because we're not talking only about mental health, we're talking about the general well-being of patients, some standardized questions like DLQI questionnaires, it's something that we do in our clinic in order to understand how patients feel in the different aspects of their life because of their condition. Just one thing that I would like to underline is that, yes, we're using the screening tools, we're using the screening questionnaires, but they are not diagnostic. So when patients come in and we have in front of us our scores, it's really important to be empathetic, to listen to them, and start our consultations by understanding them a bit more as individuals and not just a patient with psoriasis.
Now, let's bring all of this together before we close, Dr. Kinney. What role do effective disease control and a whole patient approach play in improving outcomes?
I think an holistic approach is really crucial for our patients. Why? Because yes, we need to treat the skin. Yes, we need to treat the physical comorbidities like psoriatic arthritis, for instance. And last but not least, we should be treating the psychiatric and the psychosocial comorbidities. So when a patient comes in, what we tend to do is, in a specialist psoriasis clinic, we will treat the patients with an advanced treatment. This can be a biologic agent, this can be a small molecule, or it can be even conventional systemics like methotrexate or cyclosporine as first step. That's something that we tend to do in Europe. On the other hand, simultaneously, what we tend to do is to treat our patients by using some SSRIs in order to improve their mood. Sometimes talking therapy may be an additional tool that really helps to support these patients. So at the end of the day, what happens, this holistic approach leads to better outcomes. Why? Because we are able to manage the patient holistically, and this is associated with better outcomes in terms of patient-reported outcomes, in terms of clinician-reported outcomes, but also overall in terms of satisfaction. So when you ask your patients, how do you feel and how happy you are after you have been treated by your physician, you're seeing that the scores are much higher compared to someone who just saw a doctor, just saw a specialist nurse, and they just offer them a treatment just for their skin. So they feel valued, they feel trusted, they feel that somebody really takes their issues into considerations, and together we are moving forward with a shared decision-making plan, and we are offering an holistic approach.
As those insights bring us to the end of our program, I want to thank my guest, Dr. Margot Guinney, for joining me to discuss the psychological aspects of inflammatory skin diseases. Margot, it was a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you very much for the kind invitation. It has been a real pleasure taking part in this podcast. And I think it's really, really crucial to raise awareness about the psychiatric and the psychosocial comorbidities in inflammatory diseases like psoriasis.
You've been listening to On the Front Lines of Psoriasis on ReachMD. To access this and other episodes in our series, visit On the Front Lines of Psoriasis on ReachMD.com, where you can be part of the knowledge. Thanks for listening.